Hi, this is Marcus Roma here, the Artistic Director of Pilot Theatre. I'm just giving you a brief audio boo update. I haven't done one of these for a little while, so I've just managed to sort of relocate the login and everything from on the new phone and sort of sort it out. So just a bit of an update, really, about Pilot Theatre and what we're up to. I'm sitting in my garden here. It's Sunday, the 30th of June. It's a beautiful afternoon. What we've been doing is sort of getting things ready for the variety and diversity of our projects that we're doing. I mean, that's what's really exciting about the organisation at the moment. We've just finished clocking in. I know that some of you have been seeing that and also seen the live stream. The global live stream we did on Thursday completely doubled our entire audience for the week on pilot-theatre.tv. And clocking in, directed by our associate director, Katie Posner, was part of our Blood and Chocolate project. It was a wider satellite project working with the University of York, also with York Cocoa House. And it's a really extraordinary kind of way of developing the entire project. Our Blood and Chocolate project is a co-production with Slung Low and the Theatre Royal in the autumn, right the way through October. But we have a community company of 200, and the director, Alan Lane, from Slung Low, is steering this artistically for us, which is brilliant news. And also our associate artist, Tom Bellaby, is assisting on that, which is brilliant for us. It's a really exciting project. We've got a cast of 200. We've got volunteers, over 500 people have been involved in terms of developing the project, which is written by Mike Kenny. It's an outdoor headphone adventure, the stuff that Slung Low did really brilliantly. And at Pilot here, we're really excited about the build-up and the kind of development of the community workshops and the rehearsals that are going on at the moment. And it's a real sort of testament to a real sort of sense of sort of civic engagement and responsibility for us as an arts organisation. And that's one of the real key shifts that's been happening for us over the past sort of 12, 18 months. As you know, we're running Shift Happens, and that's been one of our projects as conferences looking at the arts and the impact that creativity technology has within organisations. And our next one is on the 8th of July, which is a week on Monday, week tomorrow. So we're really looking forward to welcoming people from all over the world. I mean, we've got speakers flying in from San Francisco. We've got Matt Mason coming from BitTorrent telling us about their new distribution platform. And for us as a kind of an organisation who's been live streaming right the way back since 2008, kind of evolving the next iterations of how we can help distribute and disseminate our information, that's really key for us. We've also got Howard Rheingold speaking from San Francisco. He created the term virtual communities. And we've got speakers from the UK. We've got Jenny Seeley, Artistic Director of Grey Eye Theatre, who was also the co-artistic director of the Paralympic opening ceremony. We've got Julia Unwin, the chief exec of the Joseph Rowntree Foundation. And every single person and speaker who's coming next Monday is making Shift happen in their own world, in their own way. And it's our fifth event. And the Shift Happens V, it's also V for vision. We've asked every single speaker to sort of talk about their vision for the future and how we've got to adapt and evolve in terms of the work that we do and how we work and how we connect and communicate. And part of that civic role of us as an arts organisation at Pilot, we've evolved also a new mechanism by which we're distributing and live streaming the Council, City of York Council's meetings, cabinet meetings and full council meetings as part of an open democracy project, an open innovation project that the Council's really key on. And the other key speaker will be Kirsten England, who is the Chief Exec of York City of York Council, who will be speaking at Shift for us as well on the 8th. So again, working in partnership with our people with whom we work in the city which we're based in York is really key for us in terms of the development and civic responsibility, if you like, of the arts within its community. And that's become really important for us. Last but by no means least is I know that I've talked to you over many times about our movie, the movie project we've made called The Knife That Killed Me, which is the adaptation of the Anthony McGowan novel, which I did that adaptation and directed it alongside Kit Monkman from KMA. And we're doing a cast and crew screening of that in the cinema on Wednesday, the 3rd of July. So the kind of updates on that. That's a really extraordinary project. We shot it against a green screen in a studio in East Yorkshire back in April and May 2012. And working in partnership with the Knowledge Transfer Unit at the University of York, we've been putting together the project and finalising the film, which has been to Cannes, and now we're kind of starting the major distribution alongside with Universal Pictures. So lots more to come with that. All the details as ever can be found on pilot-theatre.com, at shift-happens.co.uk, and please do get in touch with us at pilot_theatre on Twitter. We look forward to speaking to you soon. Thanks a lot. Bye.